Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, government looks to implement legislation for schemes not covered under Strata Titles Act. Stay with us. The government is looking to implement legislation to deal with townhouses, apartments, or any scheme where property areas are owned in common. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, says efforts are being made to have the Real Estate Board provide funding for a consultancy for the drafting of the bill. He made the announcement in the House of Representatives on Tuesday during debate on the Registration Strata Titles Amendment Act 2013, which was subsequently passed.
We are of the view that the legislative solution should also make provision for such concepts as retirement villages and other similar schemes.
He says, in the past, budgetary support has been sought for the engagement of a consultant to prepare the proposals and drafting instructions to inform this proposed law. But these efforts had not been successful.
And it is anticipated that by the end of the financial year, we may be able to engage the services of a consultant. In the meantime, an issues paper to inform the terms of reference for the consultancy is being prepared.
Providing the rationale for the legislation to govern schemes not covered under the Strata Titles Act, Minister Pickersgill says the proliferation of townhouse developments and the growth of gated communities has led to some difficulties in the management and maintenance of these areas.
There is no formal legal mechanism for the organization of these landowners into a suitable entity with the requisite powers to levy and enforce maintenance payments on these property owners.
The passage of the Strata Titles Amendment Act will better enable strata corporations to manage properties and to address matters relating to the production of a duplicate certificate of title for buyers. Also on Tuesday, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, made another urgent appeal for all Jamaicans in partnership with the government to make fundamental changes to the way the country plans for and responds to climate change and devastating natural disasters. He says these responses should not only relate to hurricanes and floods, but also droughts and temperature changes.
We must plan new ways of feeding ourselves, new energy systems, and new ways of building infrastructure. With climate change, we must change.
Mr. Pickersgill made the call while tabling the Green Paper, Climate Change Policy Framework and Action Plan in the House of Representatives. Pointing to the catastrophic Category 5 typhoon Haiyan, which has devastated the Philippines, killing tens of thousands of persons and dislocating millions, Minister Pickersgill noted that even with the advanced preparations by the government of the Philippines, there were thousands of casualties from the 195 miles per hour system.
We know that while we in Jamaica have been blessed to date with a less active hurricane season, Jamaica must prepare for a future in which storms of the intensity of Haiyan could be a regular feature.
Opposition members agreed that climate change and planning for its consequences is critical and highlighted areas such as tree planting, advancing building code legislation, and community planning programs as actions that could assist in the process. The Green Paper lays out the framework for the country's response to climate change. Minister Pickersgill says the ministry will begin a series of public consultations for comments on the proposals contained in the document.
The draft policy will be available at public libraries and parish councils, as well as the ministry's website over the next 3 months. I'm encouraging all Jamaicans to participate in this process as we seek to finalize this important national policy.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. He says Jamaica will seek to secure funding for adaptation to and mitigation of climate change at the ongoing 19th Conference of Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Warsaw, Poland. That's it for this week's edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.